It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Some acronyms, like SCUBA, become so common as words that it can be hard to remember what the letters stand for.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining me now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
And before we work through the puzzle of acronyms, there's another puzzle that we need to solve. Last week, we left listeners with an ambiguous sentence to figure out. My colleague told me that he and his friends got a huge headache trying to solve it. Can you remind us what that was and then maybe relieve some headaches for listeners who weren't able to parse that one out?
Absolutely. The sentence was, the horse race past the barn fell. I think what people want to do is put a comma or a semicolon in the middle and say, the horse race past, comma, semicolon, the barn fell, but you don't get to do that. The punctuation, no punctuation in the middle there. Here's how it works. The horse was raced past the barn, and then it fell. So the horse raced past the barn, fell. It's the same thing as if we said, the camel led by the table coughed, or the car driven by the school got a flat tire. So the horse raced past the barn is all the subject, and then that horse fell.
That first little verb phrase, it just throws you off.
It does. You don't realize it's a modifier of the horse.
Well, now that we've got that sorted out, we can move on to some acronym puzzles. What do you have for us today?
Well, we can start with SCUBA, which comes into English in the early 1950s. And certainly people who SCUBA still know what this is. It is an acronym being where you take the first letter of each word and then say that as a word. Linguists will sometimes differentiate that from an initialism where we say each letter. So something like FYI is an initialism. SCUBA is an acronym because we say it like a word. So SCUBA, a self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
I didn't know that one. I don't SCUBA myself. I just accepted that as a word without ever questioning what it really meant.
Yep. So that's where that comes from. Some people, I would guess, know that SNAFU is also an acronym. One way to say that is situation normal, all fouled up.
I was going to say, I can think of another way.
Laser and radar are both acronyms. And so you have light amplification by the stimulated emission of radiation and radio detection and ranging. Now, I was thinking about what are other ones that people that might be becoming opaque. As in, people know what they are, but maybe not where they came from. I think maybe AIDS.
I remember that one because I was in school when that was becoming a big deal. So that's one that I do remember, but remind our listeners.
Yeah, so that's acquired immune deficiency syndrome. I had not realized that Humvee is also an acronym. It's a funny acronym. It comes from High Mobility Multipurpose Wheeled Vehicle. Which actually, if you took that, it is HMMWV, which is not very easy to say. So there was some selective choice of letters in that. Now, here's an interesting one, which is zip code.
Zip code. Again, just something I've always accepted.
Exactly. And the zip code is for Zone Improvement Plan. They probably were trying to create a nice acronym. And this was introduced in the 1960s, and there were these great public service announcements encouraging people to use their zip code and put the zip into their mail.
It's so memorable, right?
It is. So that's one. And then the last one we'll talk about is base jump, which is also an acronym. That base stands for the things from which you can jump, a building, antenna or other tower, span, like a bridge, or earth formations.
All the bases. We've covered all the bases, Anne.
Well, have a good Sunday, Rebecca.
Yeah, you too. Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.